Welcome to our deep dive, on designing games for toddlers.
Educational games.
Yeah, educational games for toddlers.
Yeah.
We've got some great sources here,
Absolutely.
to help us really break down, how to make learning fun for these little guys.
Yeah, it's really all about tapping into how toddlers just naturally love to play and how we can make that into something that fosters a love of learning right from the beginning.
Yeah, I love that idea, sneaking in some education with all
Yeah.
the giggles and the
Right,
wiggles.
exactly.
Speaking of keeping them engaged, our sources talk a lot about this idea of game challenge and reward.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's not as simple as, just giving them a puzzle.
No, not at all.
Right.
It's really about finding this balance. You know,
Yeah.
toddlers are at this age where they're constantly, pushing for independence and
Yeah.
want to feel like they're mastering their world.
Right. I can do it.
Exactly like building a skyscraper of confidence,
I love that.
brick by brick with every little accomplishment they make.
Yeah, and to keep them building, to keep them going,
Yeah.
you need those rewards.
You need the rewards to be meaningful and you need them to be quick.
Yeah,
That
immediate.
instant gratification, you
Yeah,
know.
that little burst of excitement that makes their eyes light up and keeps them coming back for more.
And our sources talk a lot about, the importance of like those animations and sound effects, those
Yeah.
things that really kind of give them that little, dopamine hit.
Exactly. It's those fun, engaging little dopamine hits that create this positive feedback loop that fuels that desire to learn.
Yeah, it's like turning learning into an adventure.
Absolutely.
And along with those rewards,
Yeah.
those well-deserved rewards, our sources also talk about the element of surprise.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, who doesn't love a good surprise?
Everyone loves a surprise, but especially toddlers.
Yeah.
At that age, their brains are just primed for exploration and
Yeah.
finding something
It's
new.
like a treasure hunt. Exactly. Every new sound, every new little animation, every hidden character. It's like a little treasure waiting to be discovered.
Yeah, so we're not just, entertaining them, we're stimulating their curiosity
Right.
and getting them to, really engage with the game.
Exactly. And, even something as simple as a shape matching game. Picture this. The toddler completes the task, and then boom, the little character pops up and does a silly dance,
Yeah.
or confetti fills the screen.
I love it.
It just takes a routine task and
Yeah.
turns it into something really delightful.
It's like a reminder that learning can be fun
Right.
and unpredictable.
Absolutely.
Now, among all this fun and excitement, we can't lose sight of those learning goals, right?
Oh, for sure. We always have to keep our eye on the prize.
Our sources are very clear, about the importance of providing clear objectives
Yeah,
and feedback.
absolutely. Toddlers really thrive on structure
Yeah.
and feeling a sense of accomplishment.
It's about knowing what you're working towards,
Yes.
right? And seeing that progress,
Yeah, exactly.
How do our sources recommend we achieve that?
Visual cues are super powerful for this age group.
Okay.
Things like progress bars that gradually fill up as they complete tasks, or maybe a series of stars that light up with each success.
It's like a roadmap.
It's like a visual roadmap of their learning journey,
Yeah.
showing their accomplishments and encouraging them to keep striving for the next one.
Yeah, I love that. And even, simple audio cues as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a little, you did
A
it.
little cheerful jingle,
Yeah.
positive, reinforced.
Amazing how those little things can have a big impact.
Huge impact.
It's about, creating a positive and encouraging environment.
Yes, creating that sense of support.
Now, speaking of creating that supportive environment, our sources also talk about the importance of social features in these
Oh,
games.
yeah.
Even at this young age, they are little social
They
butterflies.
are. They want to connect.
Yeah.
They crave that
So
interaction.
going beyond solo play and really thinking about community.
Yes, fostering that sense of community. Think about games where toddlers can work together
Yeah.
towards a common goal,
Okay.
like building a virtual tower or solving a puzzle together,
I love that.
or even a simple dance game where they can mirror each other's movements
Yeah.
and celebrate their shared success.
I love that idea of friendly competition
A
too.
little friendly rivalry can be
Yeah.
so
And
motivating,
for toddlers.
even for toddlers. Maybe something like a leaderboard, where they can see how you're doing compared to their friends or siblings.
I like it.
It just adds that little extra push.
Yeah, so it's like taking that natural desire to connect and interact
Yes.
and turning it into, a learning opportunity.
Absolutely.
Now I'm excited to see these principles in action.
Me too.
Thankfully, our sources provide a great example, a
Yes.
game called Dance Party Fun.
Dance Party Fun, such a great example.
Just the name itself.
I know, right?
You can picture these little toddlers.
I can just see them.
Having the time of their lives.
Giggling and grooving.
I can picture, you know, this vibrant dance floor, colorful lights, and adorable characters ready to boogie.
Okay.
And the sources talk about how the interactions are really simple, right?
Yes.
Things like tapping and dragging.
Exactly. Things that those little fingers can easily manage.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about that instant feedback and reward. You know, each tap triggers a fun animation.
Okay.
A unique sound effect.
Okay.
It's instantly gratifying.
Yeah.
And then there's the little surprises sprinkled throughout.
Oh, I love it.
Like those disco lights that flash or confetti exploding across the screen.
A sensory explosion.
Absolutely.
But here's where it gets really interesting. You know, our sources talk about adding these educational twists to this dance party.
Education.
Yeah, we're talking color learning, counting games, shape matching.
Yes.
Sneaking in that alphabet fun.
It's brilliant because it's all woven into this activity they already love, dancing.
So it feels natural.
Yes.
It doesn't feel forced.
Exactly.
We're tricking them into learning.
We're making learning so fun that it doesn't even feel like learning.
Yeah.
It's just pure enjoyment.
Now hold on to your hats because it gets even better.
Oh, really? Even better.
Our sources take this dance party fun concept to a whole new level.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
They introduce a multiplayer option.
A multiplayer dance party.
Imagine toddlers from all over the world.
Wow.
Dancing together in a virtual party.
That's amazing.
They talk about different modes, you know, cooperative challenges where they can team up.
Oh,
or even a massive online dance party world.
I love it.
Where they can interact with, you know, kids from all over.
Like a global dance party.
Yeah. And they even mentioned things like avatar customization.
Oh, fun.
Where they can create their own unique little dancers.
Customization.
Unlockable dance floor themes.
Oh, that's cool.
It's amazing how, you know, those little details can really amp up the engagement.
It makes it so much more appealing.
And from a learning perspective,
yes,
it opens up a whole new dimension, right?
Absolutely.
They can learn from each other.
Yes.
Collaborate.
Collaborate and compete.
A little healthy competition.
It's all part of the fun.
So we've got the gameplay.
Huh?
The social elements.
Yes.
The educational twists.
We got it all.
Even a multiplayer option.
We're building the ultimate toddler game here.
But we can't forget about the visual side of things.
Of course not.
You know, these tiny humans?
They have very specific tastes.
Yeah, they have their preferences.
They do.
So our sources, what do they say about designing graphics that appeal to these little ones?
Well, they really emphasize the importance of tailoring the visuals.
Okay.
To their developmental stage.
Got it.
You know, toddlers are drawn to bright colors, simple shapes, characters that are familiar and friendly.
So ditching those realistic graphics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Embrace the cartoonish, the playful, rounded shapes, soft edges, and vibrant eye-catching colors.
I like it.
Nothing too complex or overwhelming.
Yeah.
Just pure visual delight.
And the animations.
Well, the animations are key.
You know those little wiggly, jiggly movements and the sparkly effects?
Yeah.
That's what really brings it to life for them.
It's all about creating that multi-sensory experience that captures their attention.
And speaking of senses, we can't forget about the sound.
Oh, the sound is crucial.
What do our sources say about creating a soundscape?
They recommend music and sound effects that are upbeat and energetic.
Okay.
But not too loud or jarring.
Yeah.
Think happy melodies, silly sound effects for those jumps and spins.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even some encouraging cheers when they do something well.
It's all about creating that immersive experience.
Exactly. An experience that complements the visuals and enhances the mood.
This is great. We've covered so much ground.
I know. It's amazing how much goes into designing for these little ones.
Yeah. From those fundamental principles of, you know, game challenge and reward to the importance of social features and even visual and sound design.
We've really built a blueprint for the perfect toddler game.
Yeah, but I have a feeling we're just getting started.
Oh, there's so much more to explore.
So stay tuned, because in the next part, we're going to be diving into the technical side of bringing all of these amazing ideas to life.
I can't wait.
Buckle up.
Welcome back. You know, last time we were talking about those core principles of designing games for toddlers.
Yeah, we even brainstormed some ideas.
Oh, yeah, we did.
For that awesome multiplayer dance party game.
Absolutely, it was a blast.
Yeah, and you know, we really laid a solid foundation for, you know, how to make those engaging educational experiences for these little learners.
Yeah, definitely.
But as you hinted, You know, there's another layer to all of this.
Oh, yes.
That technical side.
The technical side.
You know, how do we actually make this happen?
How do we bring it to life on a screen?
Yeah.
Well, let's start with the foundation, you know, choosing the right platform.
Okay.
When we're designing for toddlers, accessibility is key.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So, you know, a browser-based game makes the most sense.
Ah, okay. So something that can be accessed on, you know, any device.
Exactly. Computers, tablets, smartphones.
Yeah, that eliminates, you know, having to download anything.
Yes. No installations, no downloads. It's just super simple.
Keeps things easy for the parents, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So browser-based it is.
Browser-based it is. But then how do we actually build the game?
Yeah.
You know, those characters, those backgrounds, those interactions.
It sounds like we need a whole team of, you know, tech wizards.
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
You know, a skill development team can definitely take things to the next level.
Yeah.
But there are tools out there that make game development much more approachable.
Oh, okay.
Even for beginners.
Interesting.
Things called game engines.
Game engines. I've heard of those.
Even the whispers.
Yeah.
They're kind of like these magical tools.
Yeah.
That simplify the whole process.
But how do they actually work?
Well, think of them like virtual construction kits.
Okay.
For building games.
Yeah.
They give you a visual interface.
Yeah.
And a ton of pre-built components.
Like what kind of components?
Oh, you know, character models, animation tools, physics systems, sound effects libraries.
Wow. So it's all right there.
Yeah. You can assemble them and customize them to create whatever you can imagine.
So even if you don't know a ton about coding,
yeah,
you can still create something amazing.
Absolutely. And these engines like Unity and Godot, they offer a ton of support.
Okay.
Tutorials, even pre-made assets.
So they handle all the technical stuff in the background?
Yeah, they do a lot of the heavy lifting.
And you can just focus on the fun part.
Exactly, the creative side of things.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It's really empowering.
But let's not get too carried away with the tech stuff just yet.
Right.
You know, we need to remember those little humans.
Yes, always.
Who are actually going to be playing this game.
The most important players.
So, you know, what are some specific things we need to keep in mind?
Well, this is where understanding your audience is crucial. Toddlers, they have unique needs.
Right.
And limitations.
Yeah, they're little fingers.
Everything from the interface to the controls needs to be tailored for them.
So, for example, you know, toddlers aren't known for their precision clicking.
No, they're not.
How do we make sure that they can interact with the game easily?
Large, touchable buttons are a must.
Big buttons.
Big, colorful buttons.
They can't miss them.
Exactly. With clear icons, simple text labels.
And we don't want to clutter the screen.
No, keep it simple.
Right.
Focused on those core actions.
Got it.
It's all about clarity and ease of use.
Making it intuitive.
Exactly. We want them to understand how to play without feeling overwhelmed.
And what about feedback?
Feedback is huge.
Yeah.
They need to know that their actions are doing something.
Yeah.
So visual cues like sparkling animations, playful sound effects, even simple voice prompts.
It's like giving them a little virtual high five.
It is acknowledging their efforts, encouraging them to keep going.
Now let's talk about navigation. You know, toddlers, they don't really have the patience to scroll through menus.
No, they do not.
So how do we make sure they don't get lost?
A linear progression through the game works best.
Okay.
Clear transitions between levels or activities.
Like a clear path.
Yes. A series of stepping stones that guides them through those experiences.
So if we have multiple levels,
yeah,
we can use visual cues.
Visual cues, like a map maybe with brightly colored icons.
A lot of.
Or a simple sequence of arrows.
Okay.
That shows them where to go next.
It's like a digital storybook.
It is. You're guiding them through this world.
Yeah.
Characters and activities.
Now, remember those surprise elements we talked about?
Oh, yes, the surprises.
You know, the hidden characters.
Yeah.
The unexpected animations.
Those little bursts of joy.
We need to be careful with those, right?
We do. Surprises need to be calibrated for toddlers.
Yeah.
We want them to be delighted.
Right.
Not terrified.
Yeah. No scary surprises.
No scary surprises. We want them to be playful and engaging.
Okay. So nothing too startling. Or confusing.
It's that balance between novelty and familiarity.
So we want to keep them guessing.
Yes, keep them on their toes.
But also make them feel comfortable.
Right. We're designing for developing minds.
Yeah, too much novelty.
Can be overwhelming.
And too much predictability.
Can be boring.
Yeah. So finding that sweet spot.
The sweet spot.
Okay, now let's talk about the visuals.
Ah, the visual landscape.
We've talked about, you know, those cartoonish graphics?
Yes.
The bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the specifics, you know?
The details.
Yeah.
Well-rounded shapes and soft edges are crucial.
Okay.
Toddlers are drawn to things that look friendly and approachable.
So nothing too sharp.
No sharp edges.
Right.
We want those characters to feel like cuddly plush toys.
I love that.
And for character design, think about those classic, universally loved figures.
Like what?
Oh, you know, animals, teddy bears, friendly
Yeah,
robots.
those are always a hit.
They're instantly recognizable and appealing.
And those big expressive eyes.
Oh, yes, those eyes are key.
They really bring those characters to life.
They do, even in simple cartoon characters, those facial expressions are crucial. A wide smile, a playful wink, a surprised eyebrow raise.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference.
It's like they're communicating with the toddler.
They are inviting them into their world.
Okay, now let's picture that dance floor.
Ah, yes, the dance floor.
You know, for a game that's all about movement and energy, what kind of background would really complement that?
Well, I'm picturing a vibrant dance floor
Okay.
with playful patterns,
Yeah.
maybe some twinkling lights.
Yeah, I like that.
Fun decorations around the edges.
What kind of patterns?
Oh, you know, swirls of color polka dots. Maybe some glowing stars scattered across the floor.
Oh, that's cute.
And
Yeah.
to add a little movement, some subtle animations in the background.
Like what?
Oh, maybe balloons gently bobbing or confetti slowly drifting down.
It's like the background is dancing too.
Exactly. It's all part of the celebration.
Yeah, let's talk about those dance moves.
The dance moves.
You know, how do we animate those wiggles and
The
jumps?
key is to create animations that are smooth, engaging, and most importantly, fun.
Fun.
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
Think exaggerated movements, silly poses.
Okay.
So our teddy bear might do a clumsy somersault.
Okay.
The robot might break dance with spinning lights.
I love it.
And our penguin might waddle with a mischievous grin.
That's all about personality.
It is giving each character their own unique style.
And we can't forget about those special
Oh,
effects.
the special effects are essential.
You know, like a burst of confetti when
Yeah,
they nail a move? Yeah.
exactly. Or a
Right.
sparkly trail following their
Or
jumps.
maybe a rainbow
I
explosion
would love
when
that.
they complete a
It's
challenge.
all about those moments of visual delight.
Speaking of delight, we can't forget about the audio.
Oh, the audio is so important.
You know, we want something that's upbeat and energetic,
Yes.
but not too loud or jarring.
Right.
So think happy melodies.
Silly sound effects for
Yeah.
jumps and
And
spins.
maybe some encouraging cheers.
Absolutely. We want that soundtrack to be both playful and motivating.
Yeah, get those toes tapping.
Exactly.
We've covered a lot here,
We have.
from platforms and programming languages to character design, animation, sound effects.
It's all coming together.
But there's one crucial step we need to take.
What's that?
Testing.
Ah, yes. Testing the reality check.
And when it comes to toddler games,
Yes.
we need to go beyond just testing it ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to get feedback from the experts,
The tiny experts.
the toddlers themselves.
Exactly. They're the ultimate judges.
But how do you test a game with toddlers?
Well, it's all about observation.
Okay.
You know, watching how they interact with the game,
Yeah.
what captures their attention, what frustrates them,
Okay.
what makes them want to keep playing.
So we're looking for those nonverbal cues,
Yes, the giggles, the furrowed brows.
those moments of intense focus.
Exactly. And we can involve parents in the process too.
Yeah.
You know, get their feedback on the educational value, the ease of use, any concerns they might have.
So testing with toddlers might be unpredictable,
Oh, it definitely can be.
but it's the most valuable feedback.
Absolutely essential feedback.
And we need to be open to that feedback.
Yes, game development is an iterative process.
We're constantly tweaking and improving.
Exactly. We're always striving to make the experience better for those little players.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this segment,
We have
from the technical side of things,
to the importance of user experience.
and even how to test with toddlers.
It's been a whirlwind.
But our journey isn't over yet.
Oh,
There's
never.
still so much more to explore.
In the final part of our deep dive,
Yeah.
we're going to step into the future,
Okay.
explore some cutting-edge technologies like augmented reality,
Oh, wow.
and imagine a world where learning and play become seamlessly intertwined.
I can't wait. Welcome back to our deep dive. It's the final part.
The grand finale.
Yeah, you know, we've explored all those core design principles, the importance of user experience. We even talked about how to test these games with those little experts,
Those tiny
the
experts.
toddlers themselves.
Absolutely.
But now it's time to really step into the future, you know?
Yeah.
What are some of those game-changing advancements out there?
Well, one technology that really stands out is augmented reality.
AR.
AR, exactly.
Okay.
Imagine, you know, those dancing penguins and robots we talked about,
Yeah.
not just on a screen,
Okay.
but actually in your living room.
Hold on. Are we talking about like those characters coming to life on my coffee table?
Pretty much.
That sounds incredible.
It is.
But how does it actually work?
AR basically overlays digital stuff
onto
the real world.
So it's like mixing fantasy and reality.
Exactly, blurring those lines.
I like it.
A lot of smartphones and tablets already have AR capabilities built in.
Really?
Just point your device at your living room. Mm-hmm. And the game overlays the characters and the dance floor onto your real world environment.
Wow. So it's as simple as like downloading an app?
Pretty much.
And pointing your phone at your living room?
Yeah, it's that easy.
I can already see the toddlers freaking out.
Oh yeah, they'll love it.
But beyond the wow factor, how can AR actually make these games more educational?
Well, it opens up a whole new world of interactive learning.
Okay.
Imagine a game where they have to find objects of a certain color.
Okay.
But in their real environment.
Oh, I see.
So they're up and moving.
So they're not just staring at a screen.
No, they're actively engaged.
It's like turning their whole house into a giant learning playground.
Exactly.
I can just picture them running around pointing their devices at everything.
Yeah, eager to discover those hidden virtual treasures.
And it's not just colors and shapes, right?
No, AR can be used to teach them about anything.
Oh, wow.
Imagine an AR game that identifies plants.
Okay.
And tells them fun facts about them.
That's cool.
Or maybe a game where they build virtual structures.
And learn about physics.
Yeah, like gravity and balance.
It's like we're taking learning beyond the screen.
Absolutely.
And making it a part of their everyday world.
Seamlessly integrated.
And as technology gets even better.
Oh, yeah.
The possibilities are endless.
They really are.
Imagine games that adapt to each toddler's learning pace.
Yes. Personalized challenges.
Feedback tailored to their needs.
Like a virtual tutor.
That understands how they learn best.
It's pretty amazing.
Now, what about the social aspect?
Yes, the social side of things.
Can AR help those little ones connect with each other?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine AR games where toddlers can collaborate.
Okay.
Even if they're not in the same room.
So they could, like, build virtual worlds together?
They could build worlds, solve puzzles, have virtual dance-offs.
That's so cool.
It's all about breaking down those barriers.
And connecting through technology.
Exactly.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive.
It really has.
You know, we've explored so much.
From those core principles.
Yeah.
To those technical considerations.
To the amazing potential of AR.
It's been a fascinating journey.
And it feels like we're just scratching the surface.
We are. There's so much more to come.
Yeah, but as we move forward, you know, it's important to remember that we're designing for these little humans.
Always.
And we need to use these technologies responsibly.
To create experiences that are truly enriching.
Well said.
So to our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
We hope you've learned something new.
And that you feel inspired.
To create amazing experiences.
For the toddlers in your lives.
The world of toddler game design is constantly evolving.
The possibilities are endless.
So keep exploring, keep innovating.
And most importantly, keep playing.
See you next time.